The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of our show. We've got Brett Cook with us right now. Brett, I got an interesting question for you. Corey and I have been obviously following resource stocks for quite some time now. We have a regular guest on our show, Doc, Richard Postma, who is very, very bullish on resource stocks. He started buying personally. He announced on our show, oh gosh, month two ago, something like that. GDXJ, as you said in your own words, has been really rocking so far this month. As we're recording right now, GDXJ is up. Gold is up substantially. I guess the question that I would have for you anyway is, do you think this trend is going to continue through the summer, keeping in mind, you know, that summers are typically sell in May and go away? It doesn't look like that's happening right now, particularly in the resource sector. Any comments?
Well, to be honest, I expected this summer to be extremely a dour time in the junior mining sector. So this big rise in the GDXJ and a lot of the junior miners has kind of come as a unexpected surprise to me. Pleasant surprise, I admit, but unexpected. It's just for today, the gold price has actually started to move. But I keep looking at the fundamentals of this industry and what it's costing the major gold miners to actually produce an ounce of gold, and even at $1,300, they're not making much money, and they are still cutting costs everywhere they can, and it is a tough market to finance in. So I hope it continues, but fundamentally, I don't see a big change in these guys making much money.
Brent, throughout this whole month of June, usually, which is a down month, we've just been screaming higher, especially in the stocks, which is very, very different. And usually July is a much better time for these stocks. Do you think that with this increase and what looks like some more investors coming into the market, do you think the financing environment will improve for these, or is it still going to lag behind?
Well, honestly, I don't know. I think a lot of what we're seeing coming in, there's actually two types of speculators in this market. There's the ones that are in for the long haul that are actually going to put up the money for the placements to build new deposits and to define resources. And there's the other group, the speculators that are in this for a 20 to 30% move that'll basically bet on any very low quality, well-recognized name in the sector that's got a large resource that is not economic. And we're seeing both of those, again, types of stocks move. We need to see legitimate projects getting financed. And we are starting to see that. So it is somewhat encouraging. So, I mean, we've seen Midway raise some money. That's going to go well towards putting them into production. So we're starting to see the real money come in. It's positive.
You know, you mentioned when we were talking off mic that you folks are interested in a number of you folks being Exploration Insights are, you know, you purchase junior mining companies in spite of the fact that, as you mentioned, the costs are really fairly high right now, and it makes it tough for these companies to make any money. But yet you are buying resource stocks, particularly exploration plays. Why is that, given your philosophy?
Well, I think what the bottom line is that these companies, these major mining companies, most of the deposits they have don't make much money. And so what they're doing is cutting development, high-grading deposits, anything they can to improve their short-term profitability. Next year and the year after, they're going to be sitting there without new high-grade or such a high-margin deposits. So regardless of what the market's been doing, I've been accumulating a few companies with deposits that I think offer those high margins in anticipation that they will be bought. I mean, just a couple of weeks ago, a company we've owned for a year and are better than two times up on now is Papillon Resources out of Australia, and that was bought by B2 Gold. Those are the sorts of things we're going to see, I think, is you know, there's maybe a dozen quality deposits that offer high margin and relatively low capex that are out there. And those are going to become more and more valuable as, one, these companies run out of high-grade ore, and, two, they need to replace them.
Brent, when you're analyzing some of these properties, for a known resource, obviously grade is important, but what we've been seeing recently is you don't need these massive scale properties. We're seeing that if you can keep the grade high, companies are willing to move on a smaller kind of total ounces type deal because they make money in the long run. What's some of your thresholds when you're analyzing these properties as to, you know, not quite big enough or almost too big?
I have not been a fan of these large, low-grade milling projects. The capex on those is, you know, hundreds of millions to, you know, billions of dollars to build. And you're dealing with a deposit that, let's say, it averages a gram. You've got to mill it. Any little hiccup there, and that goes underwater. So I'm not a big fan of those, never have been. What my hurdle is real simple when I'm looking at even the earliest exploration stages. I need to see a target or a deposit or a resource being defined that's going to offer me cash costs in the, say, lower third of the industry average, which puts it at about, call it $600-$700 an ounce. And I need to see a capex that's doable in the $200-$400 million range or less. Those two things are going to be very valuable to companies. I guess the third thing you need to see as well is exploration upside. I always look for the exploration upside because a lot of these companies, they can justify a premium if they see the chance to, you know, double the potential resource with drilling.
And how many of those companies are you finding right now?
In the newsletter, which the newsletter is actually what I own, we've probably got, I have to look in detail, but about five companies like that, including Papillon, which is just bought.
You mentioned Simon Ridgway started a new company down in Peru. Now, I've known Simon for probably 25 years. I'm not familiar with the company. I'm going to ask you to just briefly describe it, and the reason I want you to do that is not because we're trying to give investment advice here. It's just because Simon has had some pretty good luck in the past.
Yeah, this is Focus Ventures, and it's actually not really a gold company. It's a company with a couple of assets joint ventured out, but their main asset is a phosphate deposit on the coast. And, you know, dead boring stuff, phosphate, except it is the prime fertilizer that's going to be needed in India and China and that sort of thing, and a very profitable business. And the deposit that they're drilling out right now, you know, I can point to comparables. There's two deposits next to it that are in operation, one owned by Vale, which they sold 50% of for $660 million. The other one owned by Hochschild's, which they sold just at the resource stage 30% for $45 million. And these are big resources, and what Focus is drilling out is essentially the same thing. The geology is, like I said, dead simple, and Focus has a market cap of about $18 million. So I like that. I think there's considerable room to move it up. And we know the metallurgy, we know the mining costs. This is a very nice deposit going for cheap.
Real quick, just to kind of wrap this up, a company that Corey and I are invested in, it's a company called Atomera. You visited that property. Just real quick, positive, negative, noncommittal, how do you feel about that?
Fairly positive. Mark's doing an excellent job of conserving cash and getting results. His hurdle, as we discussed, is much lower because Kinross is there with a mill that's going to run out of ore in a year or two. So anything he can add, say a 250,000 ounces at a decent grade, is valuable to his partner.
No question about it. Okay, Corey, we're out of time on this one. Brent, real quick, I want to say for your benefit, because I believe it, not for any other reason, but that is check out Exploration Insights. Brent has a great newsletter. Just go to our favorite sites section. You can get more information on it there. I've known Brent for a long, long time now, probably, gosh, I bet you it's been about 14 years, interestingly enough. Brent and I met the first time down in Chile looking at a property, and I was very impressed with the guy's ability, and I continue to be there. Check out his website. Corey and I are going to be right back. Stick around.
Yeah. free from the shackles of corporate America. We're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're continuing to listen to the second hour of our weekend edition. You know, Corey, I got to tell you, I got a lot of time for Brett Cook, and I've had a lot of time for Brett now for damn near 10 years that I've known him. He's a very, very bright man, and he's conservative, he's intelligent, and he does very, very well in the markets. Continuing our discussion right now about the junior resource sector, we have another gentleman with us, Jayant Bhandari. Jayant lives in Singapore. He is in Vancouver part-time, though, and he also is very, very savvy when it comes to the junior resource markets. Jayant, what do you think is going on right now, and do you think that this upward trend that we have seen over the last month or so will continue?
Well, I find one very interesting thing happening, and that's been happening for the last 3 or 4 months, but it's picking up speed, and that is reorganization in the industry. I see a lot of mergers and acquisitions being announced, and there's a list of about 10 or 12 companies that are currently in the process of being merged. There is a lot of arbitrage value in these companies. So anyone with us enough math of a primary school student can do the math and make money from these companies. You don't have to be a geologist. You don't have to understand mining. It's as easy as this in today's time, when all you need is primary school math to make money.
Jayant, do you think that these mergers and acquisitions are happening because companies are running out of money, or are some of the big players and even medium-sized players just realizing what a great deal some of these properties are?
I think it's most of the what I see in front of my eyes are companies which are merging because cash-rich companies are trading at a discount to the cash they have, and companies with no cash are trading at a discount because they don't have cash. So the marriage is creating value, and I think this is a very good marriage because the value of cash gets actualized and the value of projects gets actualized.
Well, I think it's a natural outgrowth of what started to happen probably a couple of years ago. You know, a friend of ours, John Kaiser, who's on our show fairly frequently, came out in one of his newsletters in an editorial that really kind of struck the industry by a certain amount of surprise and a certain amount of storm. And that's when John said, you know, about 550 of the companies listed on the TSX venture, the mining companies anyway, really don't belong there. They don't have any money. They don't have any future, et cetera, et cetera. So I think that what's going on in the market right now, as you're implying, is a real cleansing. And I think, quite frankly, it's a very good thing for the investor. Comments?
I have followed John, and I have mostly agreed with what he said, except that I have started to change my mind on this. I think that those 500 or 600 companies that are crappy companies, companies that have no value, will likely continue to exist. And the reason is that those companies, all they need is to raise a couple of $100,000 a year to stay listed on the stock exchange. It is the good companies who must spend $1 million or $2 million every year to keep their projects moving forward are the companies that will feel the pressure to either merge or to cease to exist. So I think, yes, there's a cleansing happening, but the bad companies will likely stay there, and they will move to different markets if they can't continue to make money in the gold and mining sector. They might move to Marijuana or REEs or graphite or whatever is the latest fashion in the industry.
Jayant, you mentioned that all you need to do to make money in this industry right now is very simple primary school math, essentially one-line math. And is that simply just looking at cash, or what do you mean? What are you looking at to make money?
Well, if you look at some of the companies that are merging today, so let's say there's one company that has a market capitalization of $25 million. It's merging with a company with a market capitalization of $1 million. Now, if you want me to name the companies, I can name the companies. But the thing is that the company that is being acquired, which has a market capitalization of $1 million, no one really cares about this company. It's a very illiquid stock. But if you buy this smaller company, the value you are getting in terms of the share of the bigger company that's acquiring is offering you about 20 to 30% upside. assuming that the bigger company's share price either goes up or it stays the same?
Yeah, it's an interesting time. You know, one thing that Corey pointed out off mic, and then also pointed out when we were chatting with Brent, is that if you follow the GDXJ over the last month or so, it's up about, 32%. Do you think that that will continue, or, you know, how do you feel about that? That's a big number, Giant.
Yeah, I mean, as I talked with you in my last conversation, I am overall a bit pessimistic about, particularly about the mining sectors, companies that are actually mining, and that excludes what has happened today. Gold is actually performing quite well today, but if gold does not drastically go up, a lot of mining companies, I think, will continue to suffer. They will continue to post losses, and that will mean that these will also come under tremendous pressure to reorganize themselves. And I think this is likely going to happen with some of the big majors like Barrick and Newmont anyway.
So, Giant, it sounds like you're saying that people should be investing in the exploration companies simply because the production companies still have just such a tough time actually generating positive revenue.
Absolutely. I mean, I hardly see a mining company that justifies its market valuation. So I would not invest in most of the mining companies. There are a few very small mining companies in perceived to be bad jurisdictions that might offer you good value, but in general, mining companies are a very bad investment today, I think.
What do you think those two or three companies are?
There's a company called Mawson West, which has a share price of less than 40 cents today. It has a project in Congo. It's a high-grade copper project, and they have cash of about 25 cents or something. I don't have the latest numbers with me, but it's a producing project. So that's where those are the projects which the market has stopped looking at because they are too afraid of Africa. It's worth looking at some of those kind of projects.
Okay, but you are comfortable with companies located in that continent, right? But I suppose, before you, that's an unfair question, I would suppose it would really depend on the country, wouldn't it?
Well, a lot depends on the valuation as well. So if I think a certain jurisdiction will steal away 50% of my value, and if the share price is discounting not only 50%, but more than 50%, then I have an upside investing in that country.
Well, that's a good point. Giant, it's always a pleasure having you on the show. Appreciate your insights. It'll be interesting to see if your prediction about the junior resource sector comes through. But, you know, the philosophy of our show out there, ladies and gentlemen, is we listen to everybody and then make up our own minds. Stick around. We're going to be right back with Eric Coffin.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economic Report. We'll be back in a moment.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Alan, myself, in the last two segments, got some input on the gold market from some more of the analyst side of things. And now we wanted to switch it up by bringing on a company executive, actually a seasoned company executive, Mr. Yale Simpson. Yale is the co-chairman of Exeter Resource, been around the industry for many, many years, has seen many of these ups and downs. So, Yale, I wanted to kick it off by just saying that this week we've seen a very nice run in gold. Actually, all of June we've seen quite the run in gold, which isn't normal seasonally. But over the last couple of years, especially last year, it was a tough, tough time. And a lot of the other executives that I've been chatting to have said that, you know what, that was one of the toughest times in the gold industry for a company just in general. I wanted to first get your input on how you felt after, I guess, last year and moving into this year from a company executive standpoint, and what you think the market is turning out to look like this year.
Corey, calling me a seasoned professional usually means I'm old, right? This cycle that we're in, and can I just say this, I will admit to the fact that I've been through since the 1970s. I don't know how many cycles we've been through, but the crashes have been dramatic, and the down cycles have lasted typically 3 to 5 years. In the terms of the gold space, we've been going down for 3 years. The depth of this correction has been been pretty devastating, but I'm not going to say unprecedented, because when we saw in 97 for those people who were playing golds and saw the Briex crash that came at that time, I was involved in a public company and the shares went from the $3 range and I think they ended up being about 10 cents and they did recover and things went on. So, and many companies like Mindfinders and all these companies that were taken out, you know, between $15, $17, those stocks in the last downturn like this, they were down sub a dollar. You know, when I look at Exeter Resource Corporation that I'm co-chairman of, we've seen this huge fall in value, and we're trading above cash, and Exeter has $35 million in cash, so you'd want to trade above cash, but I have seen before where companies would trade at 50% of their cash, okay, and you'd say, well, hang on, you're going to give some value for being in the business, some value for projects. I mean, in the case of Exeter, just going back to that one, I think the company spent close to $100 million on developing that asset, have gone through engineering on it, released economics on it that are favorable, and yet the enterprise value, you know, the difference between the market cap and the cash, is maybe $30 million, and there's a complete disconnect. So I have seen it before. This one hurts, and yet I do say, Al, that the longer we're in the sewer, the more money we're going to make when we come out of it, and because you've got to play catch-up, and catch-up can be a lot of fun.
Gail, you know, I've been around almost as long as you have, not quite even chronologically. I think we figured out when we were playing golf at your place last year, I think I'm about 3 or 4 years older than you are. But having said that, the one thing you can say about the resource sector that is absolutely the truth is the fact that everything runs in cycles. You have good periods and you have bad periods. The last really positive period that we had, as far as Kathy and I are concerned anyway, it was back in 2010. 11, 12, 13 were bad. Started to change a little bit in 14. And now, you know, I'm not jumping on the bandwagon yet because it's only been a short period of time that this I wouldn't call it euphoria. I'd use the word enthusiasm has been around. If it continues into the summer, specifically into July, then I would have to say we could be having a very, very good time right around the corner, don't you think?
Yeah, I think this year, and BMO put out a really good piece today talking about the summer cyclicity in the markets and the fact that June is a bad month and you buy in June and you sell in September type thing. In gold in particular, because gold has been so devastated, I wouldn't take seasonality into account too much and just say, well, this year is going to be like the other ones. I think people will respond, and maybe today with gold going up $40, other people you can have on, Al might comment on that better, whether it's short covering or whatever it is. But the fact is, with gold so low, seasonal variations aren't going to be the factor. It's going to be people realizing the opportunity in gold and piling into it. And once you get some momentum, you watch it go. Because there's a lot of money sitting on the sidelines, mine included, waiting to see some momentum in the play, in the space, because we all tried to pick the bottom over and over. And, you know, I'm a company executive, and the shares that you buy in your own company, and you say, geez, I'm underwater again. And the wife says, what are you doing buying shares in this? We have lots, honey. Okay. So I think momentum it could be triggered by a 3-day rally, and you could see gold moving very, very nicely. That said, it can come back $50 tomorrow, and I look like an idiot, right?
Yeah, here's an interesting question, because as you mentioned, you are an investor, but then also a company executive. So when you're looking at companies and even helping to run your company, what's the balance that you placed on spending money, but then also conserving money when we are in times like these?
I'm not buying any companies, apart from my position in two public companies being Exeter and Rugby Mining. I have, to me, significant positions in the likes of Goldcorp and Eldorado, and certainly Agnico Eagle has been my best senior. So the money I've been putting in the last year was largely into the large caps because I felt that they would rise the best and have the least risk on the downside, and that proved to be the case. I mean, some of those have gone up 25%, which is better than what a lot of the juniors have done, and I haven't had the risk. More recently, Corey, my interest has been in the advanced exploration plays in companies that don't need any money. And so I've done some investing in that line. Now I'm getting a little bit more intrigued, certainly in the last 2 weeks. And this week I've been contemplating taking quite a sizable position in an absolute penny stock because it's a really good project they have. And they don't have a lot of money, and you know they're going to have to go back to the market, but project-oriented. I must say, Corey, my whole career has always been about the project and less so about the company. I can sit on a company share for years and years if I like the project. And, you know, in a very strong market like we had for 10 years, or wasn't strong the whole 10 years, but that long bull trend, people thought if you're a gold company, that's all that mattered. It didn't matter the quality of the asset. And I've always been project driven. So there are some companies out there. What's interesting, Corey, is not many companies are drilling in the discovery mode. They've hunkered down so much. I know Adamara Minerals, and I'll state my interest in that. I'm a director of that company. They're drilling. Okay. Not many companies are doing that sort of thing. Not many at all.
Well, I got to interject in the interest of full disclosure. Corey and I are also shareholders of Adamara. Adamara is a very interesting company. We got involved in it a little bit over a year ago, primarily after we both visited the property, as you did, Yale, being a director of the company. And we simply took your advice and what we saw, and we elected to take an equity position in the company. Got to stress, that is not investment advice. That is simply what Corey has done, I have done, and Yale is doing.
Yeah, we really appreciate your comments coming from an executive standpoint on the gold market. I think the big takeaway here is that there are opportunities even in tough markets. We've just been through a very difficult couple of years. There's no telling for certain that we're coming out of it and that there won't be more tough times ahead, but it definitely looks that way right now. And if we continue to see some big money enter the gold market, that will be a huge sign and, I think, lead to a much more solid gold price. The fact remains, there are companies out there that do have money and are spending money, and when we look back on it, they're going to look like screaming good deals. If anybody's interested in what is going on with Exeter Resources and Rugby Mining, come check out our website, www.kereport.com. Al and myself are going to be doing a weekend special with Yale, updating everybody on what is happening in those companies.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Okay, welcome back here to wrap up the weekend edition. Corey and I are chatting with the genius of Manhattan, Dan Oliver. Dan, how you doing, bud?
I'm doing great, thanks.
You made some interesting comments about some of the numbers that came out this past week that I guess the government doesn't officially call inflation. You know, we don't put food and energy prices in there, right? But, you know, you brought up the prices of meat, poultry, eggs, et cetera. And it's really interesting the rate that the price of those particular commodities, goods, I guess I should say, have gone up substantially over the past year. Do you want to elaborate on that for us a little bit?
Yeah, sure. I mean, the core proteins in most people's diets are meat, eggs, fish, and poultry. And if you look at the index of those things, for the past year, they've gone up at 7% inflation rate. And in the past 2 months, that rate's gone up to 18%. Now, you know, those items are volatile, and that's why the Fed doesn't include them part of the core inflationary index. But when you have a 12-month series or now a 2-month series of going up so dramatically, it really matters. And it matters because if you're William Dudley in New York and you say, well, there's no inflation because the iPads get cheaper, right? As someone pointed out to him when he said that a couple of years ago, I can't eat an iPad. And the reality is that the lower your income is, the more those core proteins matter to your budget. So the most Americans are now experiencing serious inflation in their budgets. And yet at the same time, the Fed comes out and says, oh, well, gee, overall inflation is only 2%. I think that's clearly becoming ridiculous. And what the market is doing, I suspect, at the moment, I mean, we're talking today on Thursday, and gold is having a fantastic day. And that is, for the past, you know, ever since 2001, the crisis, the big concern has been deflation, and the Fed's been printing all this money to keep us from deflation. And when you start to see prices, real goods, things people have to buy, you know, running up at a 7-10% inflationary clip, that's 1970s level. It's really hard to say that inflation is the problem. And I'm struck by something that Paul Singer said a couple of months ago. He's a big hedge fund manager who seems to have single-handedly taken down the country of Argentina. But in any case, he was saying that his clients who control trillions of dollars of assets are all geared towards being concerned about deflation. None of them are really concerned about inflation. And what he said was that when the first whiff of inflation comes in, what you're going to see is a lot of money running to investments that protect against inflation. And thinking about what's happening today, you have gold running higher. You have silver running even higher than that. And silver generally outperforms gold in inflationary periods. And then on top of that, you have the treasury bonds yields blowing out. In other words, people don't think the yields are too low. And that's also a very inflationary signal. So to me, if you look at these prices in conjunction, all happening all at once, I think the gold market probably has found a bottom here. They tried to push it below 1180. They failed. And now it's blowing higher, and it's blowing higher in the context of these other signals that imply that the deflationary concerns are over, and now the real concern going forward is going to be inflation.
This would be a huge concern, Dan, and I personally think that the inflation measure that the reports give us is very skewed, because as you said, the way that inflation trickles down to not the rich individual is through food and energy and these prices, which really start to handcuff these people. We continue to see the markets going higher or at least maintaining these high levels, but that's not trickling down to the people. And if we're starting to see inflation a la back in the 70s, that could really cause for some civil unrest, and I think that could really make the Fed think about it. But then listening to Yellen yesterday, she didn't actually seem all that concerned, or when inflation was brought up, she just kind of brushed it aside and didn't address the topic in my eyes. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, don't forget the people in Washington, especially the central bank, the Federal Reserve, are popular by scholars, by people who are very enamored of their models and their statistics. And their statistics tell them that inflation is below their target of 2%, even though, again, the real world, we know that that's nonsense. So you have this scenario, the situation where the Fed is planning for, you know, events to make sure we don't get into deflation. Meanwhile, inflation seems to be breaking out all over the place. And how long will it take for the Fed to realize that their models are absolutely wrong, that their statistical methods are actually wrong? Don't forget the CPI has been revised several times, and I know John Williams has a website where he calculates it under the old metrics, and under the previous methodology, inflation is already much higher. Part of the way they changed it was they said things like, oh, well, if filet mignon becomes too expensive, then everyone will start, you know, eating hamburgers. And that is certainly somewhat true. But when you add that into your CPI metric, it certainly hides the extent of the inflation, the rate at which prices are rising. And so I think it goes back to, again, the fact that these policymakers don't understand the real world, and they're now formulating policy that is completely inappropriate for the current situation. And that really has the potential to make things go very, very wrong very quickly.
Well, here's an interesting question. You know, we saw gold on Thursday just absolutely scream upward, largest increase in quite some time. And interestingly enough, here we are on Thursday talking about inflation again. You see a correlation?
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, gold is the ultimate currency. It's the thing people turn to when their currency is being debased, and has been for thousands of years. But again, I would point out as well that in monetary history, gold has always been used for capital transactions. It's where you save your capital. If you want to buy a ship or a store or your king back ransom, you use gold. For goods, when you go down to the market to buy stuff, you use silver. And that's been the dual roles these things have. And so when you see silver outperforming gold, what it tells you is that the prices of goods are now actually increasing faster than capital. And that is what you start to see in inflationary environments. I mean, one of the things that happens in, you know, Latin American countries especially, but not exclusively there, when inflation breaks out, is that goods prices go berserk while asset prices come down. And asset prices are where people have their savings, their house, their stock market, you know, their stocks, those sorts of things. And so when those go down in value and your running costs, your food and your energy goes up, you really get squeezed very quickly. And stocks don't like inflation. So, you know, I wouldn't be surprised here to see that the stock market, which is massively overextended, to start reflecting inflationary fears.
So, Dan, living in New York and being quite hooked into the system over there, do you think that some of the big fund managers and the big money in the industry are taking notice and this is what's causing gold to move?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, when I talk to you know, hedge fund guys, money managers who are not in the gold space, they get it. I mean, they understand gold. They know what it is. They know what the trade is. The problem is most of them have investors who judge them on a month-by-month basis, and so they simply can't be involved in a trade that isn't working well. But what that means is that because they're all aware of the argument to own gold, the situation that they're very attuned to the moment to jump in. And so I think you're absolutely right. I think that once those conditions come together and it looks like they are, you're going to see a lot of guys, they don't need to do the research. They've already done it. And once they see it, they're going to jump in. And that's going to make prices, I think, very volatile and maybe head up much faster than people think, because everyone assumes they have time to jump in the market when inflation hits. And of course, that's not always true. Sometimes prices move much faster than one can react. And especially in this day and age where information travels instantly and you have a small number of people who control a large amount of capital, prices can move very swiftly.
I could not agree more with that particular topic. We really appreciate you, Dan, having you come on the show like this. Corey, I'm going to give you the final word, bud.
Yeah, guys, I think this week could have been a huge week for gold and the precious metals. There was an FOMC meeting. Usually we don't see gold move this violently. This is going to be an interesting move watching it go forward. We all know June is typically a bad month for gold. It's been great this month. And next month, we're just going to have to see how it reacts. But I continue to believe that if big money starts to move into the gold market here in the U.S. at a much higher rate rather than really leaving the market like it had for the last little while, that's when we're going to see stronger and higher prices, and prices that I think we can all get to. And from an investment standpoint, I hold a lot of stocks, junior stocks, mid-tiers, and they've been moving well. It's nice to see them moving well. They're still going to need to raise money and advance their projects. But the fact of the matter is, the market that we had last year, if they're surviving and still have cash in the bank, they've already done pretty well for themselves. So hopefully we can continue to see this move up. Not entirely sure if it will continue to happen, but I think long term we all agree that gold will be higher. Everybody, hope you enjoyed this weekend's show.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Today is an important day. It's your day to be ready, take care of your family, and buy your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. Because today, the Freeze Dry Guy introduces our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month food supply. Today, get the Freeze Dry Guy's 30-day premium unit, normally $364, sale priced at $263, save $101. Buy two cases, normally $727, sale priced at $506, save $222. Or choose three 30-day premium units, normally $1,091, now only $748, save $343. From the Freeze Dry Guy. These premium units are packed with the highest quality Mountain House entrees, meats, vegetables, and Packaway brand freeze dried pineapple and dehydrates, such as milk, ABC stew, and rolled oats. 289 half cup servings. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to lower 48. Hurry, our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month supply sale ends soon. So call now, 866-404-3663.